F-Zero Story Mode Chapter 7. It's not any fun unless I can win, you faggots. Written by Nipple Bandit and performed by K-Dog.
Dear Nintendo, your cock-sucking product has reduced me to a gibbering man-ape whose only resort to dealing with the almighty fucking grief it's bestowed upon me is to scream and hurt myself! Seriously, I am jumping up and down and throwing my shit in handfuls at the fucking television in some impotent primal effort to get the thing to work. I have been sitting here trying to enjoy your product, your game, your contract between the developer and the consumer, that the consumer will enjoy your product, but instead the damn thing's been crawling out of the console and taking warm shits in my gaping mouth. Swear to God, you should have just added a little door to the console through which a hand pops out and flips me off, because I am insulted that your QA or testers or whatever brainless shit stove, 3 jeans short of a monkey fag nut, signed your games through thought that a person with more than a single fucking digit IQ could enjoy Story Mode Chapter 7. Insulted! Work with me here! The goal's simple enough. Come in first! Hey, that's fine. It's just like playing the Grand Fucking Prix. Not a problem. Only deal is your cross-eyed team of tongue-slapping wonderkind decided to give the game every single fucking advantage possible to the game rather than me. How in the fuck does Black Shadow, whose car is the heaviest and lamest piece of shit next to the Crazy Bear, suddenly become so fucking good that he can stand first without using a drop of boost, huh? Why? You never see this shithead anywhere near the top fucking 20 in a normal race, but ho ho ho! This time he's Megacock, the fastest faggot in the world! 1.21 gigawatts, Marty! Let's go back to the fucking future! But it's not just Black Shadow with the magical powers, it's the entire fucking lineup of racers. They're all faster than you, and don't require any boost. But I, of course, am still driving some piece of shit hamstered power jalopy who guzzles his entire energy bar in no less than 4 fucking boosts. Add to this, the entire course just got shitted on by some retarded space tiki volcano god, and you've got a course full of hazards that'll drain 1/4 of your energy bar just because it can. Whoopee! You say, that's just a challenge. It's not supposed to be easy. Well, fuck that noise, you lopsided freaking face fuck burner! Tell me, please, why does the game have to win, huh? What happens when the game wins and I lose? Is there some huge fucking kegger waiting for when it gets done? Is there money involved? Or perhaps the motives are more sinister? Maybe the game's family is being held hostage by another game, and that game has its cock in F-Zero's wife's mouth, and he's holding his cell phone up to her, and F-Zero can hear her pain moans and cries for help, for the asshole game says, you beat that cock-sucking human or I'll blow her brains out. I can understand that. I can be sympathetic. It's not any fun if I can't win, you faggots. I want to move on. I want to unlock that piece of shit clown car you have hidden away from me so I can start racing and get pissed off with that too. When your game prevents me from fully enjoying the product I have bought, you have failed in your fucking mission to deliver a game. You lose! You break the contract! You contract the gay and fucking die, die, die! Sincerely yours, Nipple Bandit.